9.
Dallas Mayor 8. Mike Rawlings led the countdown, remote control in hand, as the green lights outlining Dallas's tallest building went back on just before 7 o'clock last night.
1. Let's go!
You know, I've always believed in the strange way that Dallas is my Oz. And the totem for that Oz has always been the Bank of America Plaza.
After 28 years in place, the argon gas bulbs were switched to 9,000 feet of LED lights. Building owner Tom Prescott with Metropolis says they'll burn brighter, last longer, and cost less, making them environmentally green, too.
The green lighting is what really defines Bank of America Plaza as an iconic building in Dallas.
To 10-year-old Harry Wilonsky, who barely noticed the lights were gone, seeing them again was cool.
I've seen stuff like it. Well, I saw the Reunion Tower fireworks, and I saw the hotel with all the lights before many times, but it's still pretty cool.
The lights won't always be green. They'll change for special occasions. Attorney Wayne Maleka can't wait.
When the Cowboys win a game, if they win another game, it'll light up blue, and it'll be a really fun thing.
But Lynn Armstrong likes the green. She missed it when the building went dark in July.
It's always been the green monster, and it's the symbol of money.
Actually, Tom Prescott says the lights are green because they're the most visible at the greatest distance. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.